Welcome to the Chat Flow, where we'll discuss various tools, ideas, and tips that can assist us during our awakening process. Today's topic is being too sensitive. Clairs as sensitivities. Your sensitivities are your strength. If you grew up hearing that and believing it, that you're too sensitive, remember this. Those sensitivities can help us relate to others. Why? Because of an ability to relate to the person before you on an unseen level. Picking up, feeling, sensing, hearing, and knowing through your sensitivities can possibly offer the most helpful catalyst that someone needs. Turning disbelief around and accepting our sensitivities as strengths can help us step into our inner power. Being sensitive is far from a weakness. In fact, it's just what we need more of. Maybe another idea. It's also a tool for us to relate to ourselves. When we're also sensitive towards ourselves, we see, feel, hear, or know our own needs and also fulfill exactly what is needed. Not only focusing on our sensitivities towards others outside of ourselves, but also within, to and for ourselves. But then, there is the idea and feeling that just the word in itself brings up in us. We've had so many years of hearing and believing that it is a sign of weakness. Sensitive. I feel sensitive. You are sensitive. Don't be so sensitive. And let's replace it with the word compassion. Compassion. I feel compassion. You are compassionate. Don't be so compassionate, said no one. Maybe our sensitivities can be thought as our compassion towards ourselves and others. Emotionally, physically, visually, audibly, and or energetically, we're picking up information from each other, which I see it as sharing information with each other. Hey, brother, sister, spirit stream, I have this and this emotion that I'm still working on. It's kind of still blocking me from reaching my original awesomeness. Maybe in our interaction together, you're able to remind me of this through something you say or do. I greatly believe that our natural forms of relating to each other have been so lost that when they start coming back online, it'll seem like we're all gifted with superpowers. We're not really. What we're doing is waking up to our natural ways of relating to our fellow sisters and brothers. Why do you allow yourself to be so sensitive? Someone once asked me. I answered something along the lines of, why would I not? Sure, at times I feel and have felt some form of discomfort, which I like to think of as my practice rounds, until I am able to stay neutral enough where I can observe, acknowledge, and release the information. Ways that being sensitive affected me in childhood. So if I had a teacher who I could not relate to, I had a really difficult time learning from them. Jokes told by adults sometimes had me in tears. For example, Priscilla, if you eat watermelon seeds, they will grow inside of you. That freaked me out. Strongly relating to historical events that I would experience flashbacks, dreams, and emotions to that time of history. Not fun while reading the diary of Anne Frank and various other events of the Holocaust. Coincidence that I live now in Switzerland. Strongly provoking those around me, feeling what still needed to be brought to the surface, and unconsciously finding a way to bring it up to the surface. Ways that being sensitive has affected me as of recently. I've noticed the time and energy I use to understand the rhythm and pulse of new scenarios, situations, and people. I'm getting better at remaining neutral and poker-faced when I sense a surprising emotion during encounters. Traveling to different places is enjoyable when I feel the unique vibe of each place. Dream time while I travel is really interesting, being highly influenced by the new place. Being able to take naps and sleep enough is really important, helping me to recharge and reconnect through dreams. And I could go on and on about our natural way of being, so connected that we're like open books, where we are not hidden behind barriers of hurt, shame, and guilt. But then I'd just be telling you my version. So, if you joined the Flow Tribe, I would love to hear what you think about sensitivities. And have you noticed that different senses have turned on your awakening process or during your awakening process? And how does it affect your work environment if you have a day job? How does being sensitive affect your relationship or family life? The more we talk about it, or all of these kind of things, the less strange it'll be to the person who's just newly opening up. You can find me on Instagram under Flow Mami Reiki, or on Facebook, where you can join the Flow Tribe, where we'll discuss all kinds of energetic topics. And if you're interested in learning Reiki yourself, check out my website at www.flowmamireiki.com, and you'll find Learn Reiki 1 online. It's ready. Peace out and much love. And until the next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.